This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that entertainment is one of the biggest industries of the world and will expand more in the coming times. Addressing an event organized by a private news channel, Mr. Modi stated that to encourage the art and culture, the Government of India is organizing World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit or WAVES in Mumbai next month. He added that WAVES will empower Indian artists to create and take their content to the global stage.
हमने क्रिएट इन इंडिया का मंत्र लेकर इसे नेक्स्ट लेवल पर ले जाने का फैसला लिया है. वेव्स इंडियन आर्टिस्ट को कंटेंट बनाने और ग्लोबल बनाने के लिए एनकरेज करेगा और इसके साथ साथ क्रिएट इन इंडिया दुनिया भर के आर्टिस्ट को भारत में आने का अवसर भी देगा.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर स्पोक अबाउट इंडियाज वाइब्रेंट एंड क्रिएटिव इंडस्ट्रीज इंक्लूडिंग मूवीज, पॉडकास्ट, गेमिंग, म्यूजिक, एआर एंड वीआर. He highlighted the Create in India initiative aimed at taking these industries to the next level. WAVES will encourage Indian artists to create content and make it global, while also inviting artists from around the world to collaborate in India, he added. The Prime Minister also urged media houses to popularize the WAVES platform and encouraged young professionals from creative domains to join this movement. He emphasized that WAVES should reach every home and touch every heart. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that the passage of the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 in Parliament is a significant step towards social justice. Mr. Modi congratulated Parliament for enacting this remarkable law, which serves the interests of all communities, including the Muslim community. Addressing an event organized by a private media house, the Prime Minister said the sanctity of the Waqf will now be preserved and the rights of marginalized Muslims, women and children will be safeguarded. He highlighted that the debate on the Waqf Bill in both the Houses of Parliament was the second longest in India's parliamentary history. He noted that the Joint Parliamentary Committee held 38 meetings and engaged in 128 hours of deliberations on the bill, with nearly 1 crore online suggestions received from across the country. The Prime Minister pointed out that this demonstrates that democracy in India is no longer confined to Parliament alone, but is being strengthened through public participation. The Prime Minister further stated that India is set to become the third largest economy in the world very soon. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said, "This unprecedented growth is being driven by the youth of the country." He added that despite global challenges, India has moved ahead at a faster pace, doubling the size of its economy in just one decade. President Draupadi Murmu today said Indians do not want to conquer countries, they want to conquer hearts. President Murmu stated this while interacting with Indian scholars doing research at the Champalho Mod Center for the Unknown at Lisbon in Portugal. President Murmu called the Indian researchers working in Portugal as flag bearers of the country who have made a significant contribution in enhancing India's pride.
भारत का संस्कृति, भारत का परंपरा, भारत के लोगों के चाल चलन चेहरा, उनका बात करने का तरीका, उनका संस्कृति एक चलते फिरते भारत का झंडा है. आप भी, मुझे लगता है, ये इस चीज को अच्छी तरह से समझते होंगे. और आपको भी मैं कहना चाहूंगी कि भारत का गौरव को बढ़ाने में आपका भी बहुत बड़ा योगदान है.
Union Minister of Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has stated that the government remains committed to continued reforms and maintaining macroeconomic stability. The minister today said the government is ensuring that growth benefits every section of the society. The Union Minister stated this while delivering her address during a fireside chat on the opportunities and challenges for India's quest to become a developed economy by 2047 at India House in London today. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 220, Chennai Super Kings were 192 for 5 in 19.1 overs against host Punjab Kings when reports last came in Chandigarh. Opting to bat first, host Punjab Kings scored 219 for 6 in 20 overs, riding on Priyansh Arya's quick 103 off 42 balls and Shashank Singh's unbeaten 52 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.